a mini-fridge that tosses beer. And that's exactly what John Cornwell got. The software engineer has created probably the greatest invention to college students since the pizza oven. The mini-refrigerator will throw a can of beer to Cornwell's couch with a simple click of a remote. The fridge can toss 10 cans before it needs to be reloaded. Cornwell says it took about 150 hours and $400 to make the modifications, but for a refrigerator that makes enjoying those ball games just a little bit easier, it was totally worth the effort. I'll have a look at your central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Animal Hospital, Highway 10 East, celebrating 25 years of service, featuring quality medicine and surgery, state-of-the-art laser surgery, in-house laboratory, and a staff that genuinely cares for your pets.
In your central Wisconsin weather, tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 50 degrees. Sunday, partly sunny, highs in the mid-70s. Currently, it's 71 degrees. I'll have the top five teams, the point values for Hour 20, and question one for Hour 22 of Trivia 38 after Trivia Focus.
Hi, this is 90FM. Would you like to do a Trivia Focus?
Yes, we will.
All right. What is your team name?
Team name is Team Diesel.
How did you come up with that name?
It's our favorite kind of beer.
Do you have a mascot?
Budman.
What's so great about Budman?
He saves us from the world's woes by serving us icy cold Budweiser and other such delicious treats.
How long has your team been playing?
6 years.
Does your team have a theme song?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, that's great. Thank you.
Super duper.
Does your team have any interesting traditions?
Throwing up in the front yard.
What gets you pumped to do trivia?
The trivia stone!
Ooh. How long have you been preparing for this year's contest?
About 3 days.
How many players are on your team?
About 20.
20? That's quite a bunch, I'd say.
Ooh, indeed.
What question has stumped you the most thus far?
Is that a mirror in my pants, or do I just see myself in them?
Note from editor, contestant sees himself in his own pants.
If your team was a food, what food would it be?
Peanut butter jelly.
What happens when a team member falls asleep?
We kick him in the face.
Who is your favorite 90FM DJ?
I'd go with Oz. He's pretty. I like his beard. You can hide birds in it.
If you found a capsule from outer space in your cornfield with a baby Oz in it, would you raise it as your own?
I'd probably eat it.
Can you answer questions faster than a speeding bullet?
Absolutely. God.
What is the best pickup line at a bar?
You can hide birds in it.
What's your favorite letter of the alphabet and why?
Z.
For Trivia Focus, I'm DJ Albino.
Trivia Focus here on 90FM has been brought to you in part by Ford Chiropractic Clinic, 3108 Church Street in Stevens Point. Reminding players that registration for youth football is being held on Thursday, May 10th, from 6 until 8 p.m., and on Saturday, May 12th, from 8 until noon. That's Ford Chiropractic Clinic.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, proud to present Rock the Brewery 2007, Saturday, June 9th. AIG Travel Guard, with over 95,000 employees in 130 countries worldwide. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
The point values for questions in Hour 20 of Trivia 38 are: Question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2 is worth 10 points. Question 3 is worth 20 points. Question 4 is worth 25 points. Question 5 is worth 5 points. Question 6 is worth 5 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. Question 8 is worth 0 points. Again, the point values for questions in Hour 20 of Trivia 38 are: Question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2 is worth 10 points. Question 3 is worth 20 points. Question 4 is worth 25 points. Question 5 is worth 5 points. Question 6 is worth 5 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. And question 8 is worth 0 points. The top 5 top five team standings as of hour 20, question 8, are in fifth place with 3,495 points, is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. In fourth place with 3,555 points is Knights of Neek. In third place with 3,595 points is Return of Sloopy X, tied with Network. In second place with 3,730 points is Graduates of a Lesser God. And in first place with 4,285 points is Tin Man. The team winning this hour's grocery bag giveaway is Shave the Toilet, Rudolph Returns. The grocery bag giveaway is provided by County Market, open 24 hours, and Domino's, 345-0901. Bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with the ID number in it down to the 90FM studios to pick up your certificates for this hour's grocery bag giveaway. Again, the winner of this hour's grocery bag giveaway is Shave the Toilet, Rudolph Returns. And now for question 1 of hour 22. One episode of this television series was set at the 16th annual I Eat Tuna Festival. At this festival, the mayor of the town claimed that three things that made the town great were goat tossing, feeble clowns, and I Eat Tuna. What is the name of this series? Again, question 1 of hour 22. One episode of this television series was set at the 16th annual I Eat Tuna Festival. At this festival, the mayor of the town claimed that three things that made the town great were goat tossing, feeble clowns, and I Eat Tuna. What is the name of this series?
Trivia 38. And Tom Daniels. Okay, we're in the middle of question number 1, hour 22, Trivia 2007. One episode of this television series was set at the 16th annual I Eat Tuna Festival. At this festival, the mayor of the town claimed that three things that made the town great were goat tossing, feeble clowns, and I Eat Tuna. What was the name of this series? Good luck as you play in the world's largest trivia contest, Trivia 2007. Trivia returns. That's it. Phones down in the back. Calling it quits on question one of hour 22. One episode of this television series was set at the 16th annual I Eat Tuna Festival. At this festival, the mayor of the town claimed that the three things that made the town great were goat tossing, feeble clowns, and I Eat Tuna. What was the name of this series? Johnny Bravo. Johnny Bravo. Moving on to question two of hour 22. No more squish, squash, or smoosh. Thanks to this product's revolutionary technology. The technology allows you to make salads, salsa, and stir fry in 60 seconds. Use the motor, not the muscle, is the claim. This technology is simply known as NCSS technology. For what do the letters in NCSS stand? Once again, question two of hour 22. No more squish, squash, or smoosh. That's thanks to this product's revolutionary technology. The technology allows you to make salads, salsa, and stir fry in 60 seconds. Use the motor, not the muscle, is the claim. This technology is known simply as NCSS technology. For what do the letters in NCSS stand?
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Long as days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby. The only days ago, I'm a-going home. My baby used to hook me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see? I got to get back to my baby once more. Anyway, yeah. A ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a bath. baby was a mole. Anyway, yeah, clear a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a going home. My baby sister wrote me a letter. My baby sister wrote me a letter.
We're right in the middle of question two, hour 22. No more squish, squash, or smoosh. Thanks to this product's revolutionary technology. The technology allows you to make salad, salsa, and stir fry in 60 seconds. Use the motor, not the muscle, is the claim. This technology is simply known as NCSS technology. For what do the letters in NCSS stand? Good luck. From Trivia Returns from 90FM.
Don't you know I have come a long, long way? I've been longing to see you. When she's around, she takes my blues away. Sweet Maria, the sunlight surely hurts my eyes. I'm a lonely dreamer, lonely highway in disguise.
Phones down in the back. That's it for question number two of hour 22. No more squish, squash, or smoosh. Thanks to this product's revolutionary technology. The technology allows you to make salads, salsa, and stir fry in 60 seconds. Use the motor, not the muscle, is the claim. This technology is simply known as NCSS technology. For what do the letters in NCSS stand? Non-compression sonic separation. Non-compression sonic separation. Moving on to question number three, hour 22. Three classic rock artists collaborated on the following song. What is the name of this song? Once again, question number three of Hour 22 Trivia 2007. Three classic rock artists collaborated on the following song. What is the name of this song?
Thank you.
Where am I at, you ask? I'm in the middle of question number 3 of hour 22. It goes like this. 3 classic rock artists collaborated on the following song. What is the name of this song? That's it. Phones down. Phones down in the back. Caller quits on question 3 of hour 22. 3 classic rock artists collaborated on the following song. What is the name of the song? Rough Mix. Rough Mix. Okay, time now for Trivia Stone Group A, clue number 6. Please listen closely. This is Trivia Stone Group A, clue number 6. From where you are now, go past the butterflies, the eagles, and the ramp. Now turn right. Continue past the well and the gourd. Now turn left. Go past the BVM and the Broadway production. Now turn left. Go past the bespectacled gentleman, the wheelchairs, and Springsteen. Go past Ellen DeGeneres' co-worker, Speedy, and the balloons. Now turn left. Go past the lighthouse and the scissors. Now turn right. Once again, this is Trivia Stone Group A, clue number 6. From where you are now, go past the butterflies, the eagles, and the ramp. Now turn right. Continue past the well and the gourd. Now turn left. Go past the BVM and the Broadway production. Now turn left. go past the bespectacled gentleman, the wheelchairs, and Springsteen. Go past Ellen DeGeneres' co-worker, Speedy, and the balloons. Now turn left. Go past the lighthouse and the scissors. Now turn right. 90FM reminds all trivia players to drive carefully and obey all traffic laws when participating in any of the traveling questions. The clues are very obvious, but will require cleverness on the team player's part. This year's Trivia Stone is made possible in part from a grant from the Portage County Gazette, Portage County's locally owned and locally written weekly newspaper, featuring trivia teams and the scores in this Friday's edition. Our store, proud to support Trivia 38, with our new store at the entrance to Village Park Shopping Center in Plover. Dreamweaver's Bridal, experience the difference. 2824 Post Road, Stevens Point, 344-1181, and online at dreamweaversbridal.com. And Applied Tech Solutions Incorporated, removing the boundaries between you and technology. 1313 2nd Street, downtown Stevens Point, 344-3703. Moving on to question 4 of Hour 22, Trivia 2007 Trivia Returns. When asked what this statue was, the big screen character replied, "It's the stuff that dreams are made of." What is the name of this well-known statue? Once again, question 4, Hour 22. When asked what this statue was, the big screen character replied, "It's the stuff that dreams are made of." What is the name of this well-known statue? Question number 4 of Hour 22, when asked what this statue was, the big screen character replied, "It's the stuff that dreams are made of." What is the name of this well-known statue? Good luck as you play in the world's largest trivia contest. Trivia returns to 90FM. Give the master slip. Step around with it. right. Phones down. Phones down in the back. That's it on question number 4 of Hour 22. When asked what this statue was, the big screen character replied, "It's the stuff that dreams are made of." What is the name of this well-known statue? The Maltese Falcon. The Maltese Falcon. 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery. Proud to present Rock the Brewery 2007, Saturday, June 9th. Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point. St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your local access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org. And the UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point. Connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni. All right, moving on to question number 5 of Hour 22. It goes like this. The children of television's Woods family call the family dining room the storage room. We learn that they usually eat there one time each year. On what holiday do the Woods eat in their dining room? Once again, question number 5 of Hour 22, Trivia 2007. The children of the television's Woods family call the family dining room the storage room. We learn that they usually eat there one time each year. On what holiday do the Woods eat in their dining room? Trivia 38. And Tom Daniels.
Sunny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny. You smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine you gave. Sunny, thank you for the love you brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one so true, I love you.
Question number 5 of Hour 22 goes like this. The children of television's Woods family call the family dining room the storage room. We learn that they usually eat there one time each year. on what holiday do the Woods eat in their dining room? It phones down. Phones down with the back caller. Quits on question number 5 of hour 22. The children of television Woods family call the family dining room the storage room. We learn that they usually eat there one time each year. On what holiday do the Woods eat in their dining room? Thanksgiving Day. Thanksgiving Day. Moving on to question number 6 of hour 22. This professional auto racer began his professional driving career while in his father's taxi company. After experiencing success at the local level, he moved up to the NASCAR circuit and ultimately became a Winston Cup champion. What is the first and last name of this auto racer? Once again, question number 6 of hour 22. This professional auto racer began his professional driving career while with his father's taxi company. After experiencing success at the local level, he moved up to the NASCAR circuit and ultimately became a Winston Cup champion. What is the first and last name of this auto racer? Good luck as you play in the world's largest trivia contest. Trivia returns from 90 FM.
Yeah.
Okay, we're in the middle of question number 6 of hour 22. This professional auto racer began his professional driving career while with his father's taxi company. After experiencing success at the local level, he moved up to the NASCAR circuit and ultimately became a Winston Cup champion. What is the first and last name of this auto racer? That's it. Phones down in the back. Calling it quits on question 6 of hour 22. This professional auto racer began his professional driving career while with his father's taxi company. After experiencing success at the local level, he moved up to the NASCAR circuit and ultimately became a Winston Cup champion. What is the first and last name of this auto racer? Benny Parsons. Benny Parsons. Moving on to question 7 of hour 22. The first issue of this comic magazine featured the lead character dressed in a red jacket and riding-type breeches, standing next to the massively muscular superhero, Captain Marvel, who introduces him to the public. What is the name of this comic magazine? Once again, question 7 of hour 22. The first issue of this comic magazine featured the lead character dressed in a red jacket and riding-type breeches, standing next to the massively muscular superhero Captain Marvel, who introduces him to the public. What is the name of this comic magazine? to question number 7 of Hour 22. The first issue of this comic magazine featured the lead character dressed in a red jacket and riding-type breeches, standing next to the massively muscular superhero Captain Marvel, who introduces him to the public. What is the name of this comic magazine?
There is salt and her eyes are oh so blue. She's all the things a girl should do, but she's not you. She knows just how to make me laugh when I feel blue. She's everything. Whispering your name, she even kisses me like you used to do. And it's just breaking my heart, 'cause she's not
down, phones down in the back, calling your quits on question number 7 of Hour 22. The first issue of this comic magazine featured the lead character dressed in a red jacket and riding-type breeches, standing next to the massively muscular superhero Captain Marvel, who introduces him to the public. What is the name of this comic magazine? Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight. Moving on to question 8 of Hour 22. What is the name of the snack product which uses the following trademark slogan? Good for you, good for them. Question 8 of Hour 22. What is the name of the snack product that uses the following trademark slogan? Good for you, good for them.
Thank you.
Question number 8 of hour 22. What is the name of the snack product which uses the following trademark slogan, good for you, good for them? That's it. Phones down. Phones down on the back. Calling your quits on question 8 of hour 22. What is the name of the snack product which uses the following trademark slogan? Good for you, good for them. Kudos. Kudos. Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a